Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us now is somebody who will be on the call for Compass Media Networks on Sunday afternoon from Northwest Stadium. And he is a former, well, he's always a Super Bowl champion, won a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys back in the early 90s. Steve Berline is with us on the BetQL guest hotline. Steve, it's Chris Russell back here in D.C. Thanks for doing this. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate your time. And, you know, I know, you know, we as broadcasters, and you are obviously in a different level than I am, not supposed to be fans or whatever, but how much harder is it to do these games when you know there's little to no expectation of winning, little to no expectation of making the playoffs? Because that's not something that's common when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys.
No, and it's in the way it's been this year, especially with their home games, but it's starting to become a trend, you know, no matter where they play. It's, you're just hoping for a close game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just saying that, you know, hopefully we'll have something to talk about when you get late into the third quarter and into the fourth quarter, because, you know, if the game gets out of hand, it becomes more like a radio talk show. And, you know, you're just kind of grabbing for things to talk about. And, but you're right. I mean, I'm not a fan of any team really other than Notre Dame, where I went to school, and I really follow them closely. And I follow, obviously, all of the NFL, but really you don't find yourself rooting for a team. But what's gone on with the Cowboys, and obviously I have history there and really enjoyed my time there, and I enjoy what I'm doing now. But it is very, very unusual to see the Cowboys struggling like this for an extended period of time, and with no way to resolve it in sight. You know, there's no, they're not getting better as they go through this, and it's just been a very, very difficult time for the organization. And you know, I think everybody, including us, are hoping for at least a good game coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, Steve Berline, Compass Media Networks, will be on the call again at Northwest Stadium of the Commanders and the Cowboys. Make sure you follow him on Twitter or X, at Steve Berline, Super Bowl champion, Pro Bowler, NFL passing yards leader. Nice enough to join us here for a couple of minutes on a Friday on the Team 980. So who would you, from a Cowboys perspective, again, 360-degree view, who would you say is most responsible for things going wrong this year? Because, Steve, I have a hard time killing Mike McCarthy. They won 12 games in each of the last 3 years. But if I use that argument and defend Mike McCarthy, then I say, well, I can't just then kill Jerry Jones. But I don't know. Jerry Jones makes all the decisions. So would you just put it on bad luck, bad whatever, injuries? How would you kind of, I guess, point the finger at?
I think it's been a big bowl of soup, all of those things thrown into it. You know, there's really no way to point your finger at one aspect. I mean, even Dak Prescott, you know, he got his contract, and before the injury, he wasn't playing that well.
Right.
I mean, he was having arguably the most ineffective, inefficient season in his career. And he was making some bad decisions, throwing some bad interceptions, and really not stepping up when the team, you know, when these games start getting out of control, you look to your franchise quarterback to step up and make a play to keep the game close. And that's what the great ones, that's what Mahomes, Josh Allen, and go back in history, the great quarterbacks step up. Even if they're not having a great day, they can find a way to make a play to get their team back in the game. And that just wasn't happening. So, yeah, you can go into what happened or what didn't happen with the Cowboys this offseason. A lot of people attacking them for not being aggressive at all during free agency. And I think Jerry Jones, probably looking back, probably in retrospect, would reflect back and say, hey, you know, we should have gone after maybe a Derrick Henry or, you know, found a way to sign a couple more impact type guys than they did instead of just sitting with what they had and, you know, trying to rely on guys, bringing back guys like Zeke Elliott. I mean,
sure.
I think the whole NFL knew that Zeke Elliott was you know, coming up on the final stage of his career, not a whole lot of gas left in that tank. But Jerry wanted to ride with him as the number one running back, and that has not paid off very well for the Cowboys, to say the least. But injuries have been a big part of it. I think Mike McCarthy, you know, he deserves some of the blame. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room. But the team is not playing with a lot of passion either. And they played harder this past week, no doubt about it. They were flying around a little bit more and were competitive all the way to the end. But in general, it's not been a very passionate football team. When these games get out of control, it looks like guys are kind of going through the motions at times. So there's a lot of fingers to point. It's not a good situation right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's the way it looked late in that game. Guys were disillusioned and all that, and that's understandable. But, you know, the one thing I pointed out to my audience earlier is, you know, they've been terrible at home, but they've won three road games, and they won back-to-back road games against the Giants in Pittsburgh. So I know Vegas and whatever puts a 10.5, people think it's impossible. I don't care about any of that stuff, Steve. You know, this is a wounded animal right now, but they still have a little bit of a bite. Do they not, or do you kind of look at it as like they are Dunsky?
Well, they're an NFL football team, so we all know. And that the old saying is kind of cheesy, but on any given Sunday, you know, these guys are all paid just like the Commanders are. And they have standards and they're competitive guys, and they don't like being the whipping boy, you know, on the football field. And if it comes together for them, they get themselves ready, have a nice game plan. And I keep saying during these broadcasts to my partner, Kevin Ray, we just need something good to happen. We need a couple of good things in a row to happen to get the chest puffed out a little bit, get the confidence up, and get them feeling like, okay, now we've got some chemistry, we've got some rhythm. There just hasn't been a time in as far back as I can remember this year that you really felt like, okay, we're actually kind of starting to click here a little bit. Even in the games we won against Pittsburgh, and as you said, you know, at the New York Giants, obviously the Giants game was not that big of an accomplishment when you look back at it. But, you know, to beat Pittsburgh, even though it was Justin Fields in there, that's a good football team. You go to Pittsburgh and play That's a win that should have maybe started to kind of turn this season around a little bit, but it didn't. And for whatever the reasons, I don't know. But I can tell you this, I've been on teams that have been struggling, and if they start clicking and putting it together, obviously in the NFL, any team can beat any team. And it wouldn't surprise anybody if the Cowboys were to step up at some point, and maybe it will be this Sunday. But I know that Dan Quinn and the Commanders organization, they're not taking the Cowboys lightly. They know what they're capable of, and I think they'll expect to come out and play a very good football team come Sunday afternoon.
Steve Berline, longtime NFL quarterback with us, and Compass Media Network's NFL analyst, will be on the call for the Commanders and the Cowboys this Sunday at Northwest Stadium. Nice enough to join us here on the BetQL guest hotline. So I don't want to put you in a bad spot, but obviously everybody kind of knows the writing on the wall with McCarthy's contract. It looks like he probably won't come back. I don't also want to put you on the spot and say, hey, what about Dion or Bill Belichick? What kind of coach do you think? Like, if Steve Berline could, like, crystallize the kind of coach that this organization is likely looking at and probably needs, is it a veteran? Is it a first time? Is it a guy looking for control? How would you kind of, I guess, crystallize that in your mind?
Well, I wouldn't even want to speculate. I think there's so many different ways to go. Mr. Jones obviously has been under extreme scrutiny for the last several years about the fact that the Cowboys haven't been able to get it done at the level that was expected. Even off the 12-win seasons the last 3 years in a row, I think there's been only one playoff win. So I think that there's going to be a question of how much control Mr. Jones and Stephen Jones want to have of the team in terms of that, you know, GM kind of role and the personnel that's going to be who's going to have the final say on that kind of stuff. And, if you have an established head coach and even a guy with a big personality like Dion, whose name keeps getting thrown up into the mix, those guys are going to want to have say in their personnel. I don't know. It's all speculation right now. I'm sure the Joneses are starting to put together a plan and formulate it. There's going to be a lot of good choices out there. It's just a matter of how the dynamics are going to work and if they can find a way to make an agreement on it.
What do you think of Jaden Daniels? And I don't know how much you've gotten to see of him either on TV. I don't think you've been on the call for any of his games, but what do you think of his evolution so far? And do you make a lot out of some struggles here over the last two games against very good defenses in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia?
Well, let me just go on the record. I've, from day one, been a huge Jaden Daniels fan. I think he is the real deal, without a doubt. And I covered him several times. This is my first year doing the Cowboys full-time. So I've been doing some college and NFL the last couple of years.
Sure.
I think I had at least three or four Jaden Daniels games over the last 3 years and enjoyed watching him develop and the evolution of him as a quarterback, especially from his second, I don't know what they call his junior year. There's so many years out there with these guys. But going back to the year before he won the Heisman, I was impressed, but I thought there was still a lot of room for growth. When I saw him his final year at LSU executing in that offense, I was like, this guy has got it figured out. He now looks like a real NFL quarterback in terms of how he gets set up in the pocket, how he goes through his reads. And then you combine that with the unbelievable athletic ability. You've got yourself something special. And the way he came out of the blocks, after the Commanders drafted him, I predicted that he would be the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I still feel that way. I'm a huge fan, and I'm looking forward to seeing him up close and personal this Sunday, and I expect him to finish out the season strong as long as he can stay healthy.
Yeah, you know how difficult this position obviously is, not only from a physical standpoint, but from the cerebral side of it. I think the thing, and maybe, Steve, you walked away with a different feeling, the thing that has jumped out to us most is maturity and poise and how hard he works. Were you able to see a growth in that from any of the games that you were around or any of the times you were around? Or did it was it more just the physical on the field presence that you were able to tell?
I think it's a little bit of all of it. It's the way he carries himself. It's the way he interacts with his teammates. It's the confidence that he projects, the energy. He doesn't look like he is leery or stressed or anxious or worried. He looks like he's excited to be there, and his teammates kind of feed off of that. And, even if they do go through, a bad series or have an off day, you don't see him walking around and projecting the energy that a lot of these, these first-year quarterbacks can do, where they feel like they're a little bit overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
He never seems that way. And you watch him in the interviews, you watch the way he interacts with people. He just looks very comfortable in every possible way. And I think that confidence and that energy, it's very contagious throughout the whole football team. And you know how it is. You guys have seen it here in the past over the years, where when a team gets that confidence, when they start believing that they belong and that they expect to win football games, that's an incredible combination. And,
yeah.
In the NFL, that goes a long way. These teams that get hot, it's because they start walking around with that chest puffed out, like I said a little bit earlier, and they start thinking that they're pretty good, and they start expecting to win.
Yeah, DQ has had a big part of that. Dan Quinn as well. I don't know how well you know him, but he's that kind of dude, right? I mean, he's got the backwards hat and all that, but he just projects a certain, confidence, a certain feel in the air, which quite honestly they haven't always had around here, at the head coaching spot. Steve Berline with us. He'll be on the call for Compass Media Networks on Sunday, the national call, as part of the Cowboys radio broadcast. So just wanted to ask you one last thing before we let you go. Really appreciate your time. You mentioned, obviously, Notre Dame alum. You follow them closely. You know how good they are. They've got Army at Yankee Stadium this week. I'm kind of like hoping Army somehow keeps that game competitive. I don't know if they win, but maybe they give them a run. How good is Notre Dame this year, especially in relation to the big boys that are currently ranked ahead of them, the Indianas, Penn States, Texas, that type of team?
Well, I would have a hard time ranking Notre Dame really, based on merit, even in the top 10. I've seen them play 3 times in person. I've got a daughter that's a freshman at Notre Dame right now, which is really exciting for me. So I get back whenever I can if the schedule permits.
Sure.
But I think they're a very good football team, but they haven't played anybody. They opened up with Texas A&M, who that turns out was a pretty good win to open up the season. But other than that, they did beat a Georgia Tech team who beat Miami, but I think Miami is a little bit overrated as well. They've been in a lot of close games that they should have lost. And Georgia Tech was just able to finish it off. So when you look at the schedule of who they've beat and how they've done it, they just haven't really faced the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money. but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The strong teams that would give me a little bit more comfort going into this playoff situation. I think they're a very good football team. I like the way that Riley Leonard is developing. I really thought he was going to be a great fit, and it was very disappointing the way the season started with how ineffective he was in terms of throwing the football. But now he's gotten more comfortable in offensive coordinator Mike Denbrock's offense. And I think the team is really starting to believe that they can be pretty good. We just don't have anything to measure it against. So this game tomorrow against Army, if it's a close game, which I think a lot of people want that. If it's a close game, I think that would be a success for Army, just to be able to establish themselves at that level. But I think that would be a little bit of a reason for pause on the Notre Dame bandwagon, because Notre Dame should go out and control this football game. There's no doubt. If they really want to be a playoff team, if they really want to have a chance to make a run, they should control this football game from start to finish and make a statement on Saturday in Yankee Stadium.
Steve, this has been great. Can't thank you enough. Hope to say hello in the press box on Sunday when you'll be doing the call for Compass Media Networks. Thanks again for doing this. Safe travels, and really appreciate your insight.
You got it, Chris. Take care.
There you go. That is Steve Berline. Good spot there. Glad we were able to make that happen. Thanks to Compass Media Networks for helping us out. If you want to, if you're listening on the Odyssey app here, you want to listen to the game broadcast, that is a great way to listen to the game on the Compass Media Networks. Again, Steve Berline will be on the call, and you heard what he said about Jaden Daniels, obviously a little Notre Dame at the end, and of course on the Cowboys, as he's been on that call all year long. So thanks to Steve Berline and Compass Media Network.